said, well, when I say something, you're supposed to nod your head. And I confirmed that with him today, and he said, no, there's a little more than that. You have to keep your eyes open as well. So I wish he had told me to keep my lips tightly sealed as well, but I'm not sure that I totally understand the question. I don't believe that when the Spirit of God gives us a gift, that he necessarily gives us a gift for life. I believe that the Spirit of God sovereignly distributes gifts, but I don't believe that gift is necessarily going to be your gift for life. And I think the Word of God teaches us, for instance, that the gift that we receive, if we do not exercise it, then we will lose that gift. And I think that's the thrust of what Paul is teaching. When he speaks to Timothy and tells him to do the work of an evangelist, I think Paul knew very well what Timothy's gift was. Evangelism, as I understand it, is not a gift to an individual, but rather it is a gift to the church. He gives evangelists, and he gives apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, all to bring the church of God from its beginning to the place where we are brought to the fullness of the stature of Christ. We start with the apostles, commissioned by Christ himself. We know according to Ephesians 2:20 that they're foundational in the work of the church. We know that in the book of Revelation that there are 12 of them. We see the prophets are those who have brought to us the word of God in all its completion. We see the evangelists are those who are bringing, by the grace of God and by the working of the Spirit, souls to Christ, and the pastor teachers who are bringing them to maturity. Those are men who are gifts to the church. Those are not the gifts that are to men. Now, I'm sure I haven't answered your question, so go ahead. Just come back again if you would.
Does anybody else have another translation of Romans 11:9 for the gifts and calling of God are without defense? That's verse 29. Romans 11:29. Got another translation that might. It says irrevocable in the King James. The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. That's sort of permanent. Sounds as though if the Holy Spirit of God gives gifts to a believer, then he is not an Indian giver. Can't take it back. It may diminish and collide over it because of lack of use, but it's no fault of the Holy Spirit of God.
Well, I think that's one aspect of it. I don't think that I see God as an Indian giver. I think I see God as an all-wise God who knows the needs of the body of believers. And I can look back, and we could go into 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans chapter 12 and look at the various gifts that are there. But I have seen times when God, for instance, has given to a brother very clearly a gift of giving, a gift of distributing that which God has given to him. And God has blessed him in a material sense, and he has used him as a channel through which his material blessings can flow out to do the work of God. Then I've seen God place his hand again on that person and move him from a realm where that gift could no longer be exercised, because God has now put him in a place where instead of being the channel of God's blessing in a material sense, he is in a much clearer sense ministering to the spiritual needs of God's people, and very often they've been called to a mission field, and therefore their gift, the gift that God has given them, is now expressed perhaps through evangelism or teaching on the mission field. But the gift that first expressed itself was the gift of giving with a heart for God's work in foreign land. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that God uses people in different ways, and when he puts them in different places, he sovereignly gifts them. And we have no part in that. That's the work of the Spirit of God.
I wonder if the passage in Timothy doesn't mean that Timothy was not an evangelist by gift. I don't know that my gift is evangelism, but I think I ought to be doing it. And I know there are people, I have some good friends, and their gift is evangelism, and when I try to talk to them about it, they don't even understand that. I mean, they just do it quite briefly. I've got one fellow, we're in the airport in Chicago. He lived there, and we're going up the escalator, and he turns to a guy and starts giving him the plan of salvation. This guy is just rude to him. He starts to me and says, you know, all you have to do is get used to being rejected. And he turns to the guy and goes after him.
Trinity is involved here in these verses that we have. And notice it says, now there are diversities of gifts. We have seen variously how Brother John brought out here earlier how the Spirit of God sovereignly gives a diverse a number of gifts. And then you notice in verse 5 it says there are differences of our text says administration, but if you'll notice that word, it's really ministrations, like it's services. But the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations of the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. It's not for our own entertainment or whatever, but if you'll notice here, he has the body of Christ in view, and the gifts of the Spirit of God are given for that building up. Somebody mentioned that the gifts to the church included evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Like Brother Rob, I'm not an evangelist, but I have to do the work of evangelists, and I'm always seeking by that, that's the initial part of building up the body. But there's also some teaching has to be done in that respect to spiritually build up those who are brought in through faith in the Savior. And here you'll notice it's to every man to profit withal. Somebody has well said that every utterance in the church should always do two things. It should be like we have in chapter 14, in verse 40 it says, let all things be done decently and in order. And in verse 26 it says, let all things be done unto edifying. And the Spirit of God, in giving His diversity of gifts, has that thought in mind, I believe, is building up the body in whatever respect. And it's, I repeat, it's not for our own enjoyment or for our, you know, to tingle our back or whatever, or to get some excitement out of somebody else, but it's to edify the body. And whatever is done.